the vine, we are the branches. Abide in us and we will bear fruit. Whatever we ask, it will be granted. Abide in us and we will bear fruit. Apart from you, we can do nothing. Apart from you, we wither and die. Abide in us, and we within you. Whatever we ask, it will be granted.
Abide in us, and we will bear fruit.
That's barren and empty is gathered up and thrown in the fire. Every branch that's living and fruitful is given whatever he desires. You are the vine, we are the branches. Abide in us, and we within you. We ask, it will be granted. Abide in us, and we within you.
And Jesus said, "He who believes in me, though he may die, will live. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord, our Maker." Lord, we come to you with humility this morning. Please be present in our mind as we study your word. Let us say the prayer you taught us. Our Father, who art in heavens, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done, as in heaven, so upon the earth. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we also forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. O Lord, forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Amen. Please rise. We'll say together our recitation, if you have your yellow slip, from the book of Revelation, number 21, 5 and 6. And he who sat upon the throne said, "Behold, I make all things new." And he said to me, "Write, for these words are true and faithful." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give to him who thirsts the fountain of the water of life freely." Amen. Please be seated. Was there anybody here who had to pack to come to camp? Anybody had to pack? Yeah? Did you pack? You had to pack stuff up, right? You had to get ready. You had to get ready to come to camp. What did you pack? What did you pack? Clothes? Dolls? Teddies? We had to get ready to come. We had to pack and prepare to come to camp. And it's the same with our spiritual life. We have to prepare to be reborn. For the Lord to be born in us, we have to prepare for that birth. And the Lord gives us a way to do that. He sent us John the Baptist. As we're going to read about right now, John the Baptist, and when he was born, he traveled and he baptized. Let's hear about him. In those days, John the Baptist came preaching in the wilderness of Judea and saying, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand." For this is he who was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, "The voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his path straight." Now John himself was clothed in camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist. And his food was locusts and wild honey. Then Jerusalem, all Judea, and all the region around the Jordan went out to him and were baptized by him in the Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees coming to his baptism, he said to them, "Brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Therefore, bear fruits worthy of repentance. And do not think to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our father,' for I say to you that God is able to raise up children to Abraham from these stones. And even now the axe is laid to the root of the trees. Therefore, every tree which does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he who is coming after me is mightier than I, whose sandals I am not worthy to carry. He will baptize you with Holy Spirit and fire." So we can think about John the Baptist. He's a rough dude. This guy is rough. He's hairy. He's wearing a camel's hair cloth, sort of a vest. He's got a leather belt. And he travels throughout all Judea and calls people to come to him, to be baptized, to repent for the remission of sins. He's calling people to baptize them in the Jordan River. And he dunks them in, and he baptizes them three times, and then he moves on to another country, or to another part of the river, and calls more people to himself. So he was baptizing in the name of repentance. Now, I'm going to need two very brave volunteers. Do I have two very brave? Okay, here's one. Very brave volunteer. Another one? Anybody? Okay, come on down. All right. So, you can be right here. This is fine. Right up front. And, John, and you can just help me with this. The first thing John had on was camel's hair. It's really rough. Feel that. You see how it's not soft? It's kind of rough? Mm-hmm. Feel that. Rough. And the camel's hair represents the literal sense of the word. It's kind of rough, isn't it? The literal sense of the word. It's not elegant. It's not smooth. And sometimes we don't understand the literal sense of the word because John represented the literal sense of the word. He also had a leather belt, a leather belt. You can feel that. A leather belt. Do you feel how strong that is? I don't think you could break that. No, that'd be tough. A leather belt. This is represents holding the truths together by means of doctrine. A leather belt holds the truths together by means of doctrine. It's hard to break a leather belt. Finally, John's food was locusts and wild honey. Now, I just happen to have real locusts. Yeah, real locusts. And you know what locusts are?
Grasshoppers.
Grasshoppers, yeah. And John would eat grasshoppers. Grasshoppers, or locusts, represent the most simple truths in the Word. The simple truths that we can learn, like the Ten Commandments. Simple truths that we can take in and live by. And when we do, there's wild honey. And wild honey represents that good feeling we get when we live by the truths. The delightful feeling of living by the truth. Want to try one?
Are they dried out?
They're dried out. Yep. They're awful.
Mm-hmm. You want to try?
Locusts and wild honey. Put some honey on it if you're going to try it, because that needs honey. Mm-hmm. So we have the literal sense of the word. We have the simple truths that are all held together by the leather belt, the doctrine. Anytime. I'll tell you what. Take it with you, and you can decide while you sit down. There you go. Okay. Locusts and wild honey.
Is that really bad?
Dreadful.
No.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Okay. Now I need one more. Volunteer. One more volunteer. Who? Oh, okay, come on up. All right, great. You can come on over here. All the way around here. All the way around here. Okay, now, if you pretend this is your mind, John the Baptist preached repentance. Repentance. Now, if you just pretend this is your mind. Repentance. Does anybody know what repentance means? What does repentance mean? Yeah, that's right. It's when we do something wrong and we're sorry. We're sorry for that. Go ahead.
It's a, what is it called? It's a, repentance is a process of making it right.
Process of making it right. Wow, that's better than my definition. It is. It's a process of making it right. It's when we know we've done something wrong and we say, I don't want to do that anymore. We ask the Lord for help and we begin a new life. That's repentance. Now, before we begin a new life, we have a problem. Let's say we wanted to put these heavenly doctrines, these beautiful truths, inside this box. You can help me with this. So, try to put one of those in. Pretty good. Pretty good. But it can't go down. There's things in here. Well, let's try to get it. Let's get some of these things out. You want to grab one? Yeah. Hold that up. False ideas. Yeah, you can just hold that right there. We have to get things out first. Before we can let the Lord in, things have to come out. What else do we have? Here's something else. Does somebody else want to hold this? Come on up. Mm-hmm. Look what else I found in here. Oh, controlling others. These things have to come out. This is repentance. It's when we begin to remove these things from our life. Who else can hold one of these? Who else? You want to try? This is love of self. I'm not sure I want to give this up. It hurts to give it up. Here, just hold that up just like this. Great. Hold that up just like that so everyone can see. Love of self. It's hard to give these things up because we love them. Here's another one. Here's another one. Yeah, you're going to come on up and hold this up. Not caring about my marriage, just letting things go. Mm-hmm. So we take these things out of our mind, and when we do, the Lord replaces them with good things. All we have to do is repent, and the Lord begins to replace these things with good things. And we put these beautiful truths of the heavenly doctrines in our mind, and when we do, we begin to become reborn. And this is how a rebirth happens. This is the Lord making all things new, making our mind fresh and clean with His truths. So you can just throw those things on the ground right here. Yeah, that's right. Thank you very much, helpers. So how do we become reborn? We read the simple truths in the literal sense of the word, the stories you all know and love. We learn the internal sense of those truths underneath the camel's hair, the internal sense, and we begin to repent. We begin to release things that we know the Lord doesn't want in our life. We say we're sorry. We ask the Lord for help, and we begin a new life. Amen. Please rise for the blessing on the children. May the Lord give His angels charge over you and keep you in all your ways. Amen. We'll sing our next song, page 612. Of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make haste unto the highway for our God. Every mountain lift up, every mountain plain shall be made low, and the rugged shall be made straight, and the rugged places plain.
And the glory of
the Lord shall be your
king,
and the flesh shall sing together.